This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Easter Saturday. Posted March 29th, 2008. 1 Peter 1:17-3. Appeal for Holiness. Paraphrase. We who claim God as our Father should remember that He is also the impartial Judge who judges all according to their deeds. During our exile in this world we should conduct ourselves with fear, appropriate awe and respect for the power and authority of God, not by perishable things like gold or silver, but by the precious blood of Jesus, like a perfect lamb without any blemish or defect. We have been ransomed from the futile ways of the world. Jesus was destined by God before the world was established, but has been revealed at the end of time for our sake. Through Jesus we can be confident in faith and hope in God, who raised Him from the dead and glorified Him. Our souls have been purified by our obedience to divine truth, so that we are able to love one another earnestly and sincerely from our innermost being. You have been born anew, not of perishable seed but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God, 1 Peter 1:23. Peter quoted Isaiah 40:6-8, saying that our flesh is as transient and perishable as grass, but God's Word is eternal and abides forever. That eternal, abiding Word is the Gospel, good news, which has been declared to us. So let us no longer participate in malice, guile, insincerity, envy and slander. Instead, having tasted the kindness of the Lord, let us, like newborn babies, desire the pure spiritual milk so that we can grow in spiritual maturity to salvation. Commentary: If we acknowledge God as our Father, we should be careful to live according to His rules and expectations. We are in exile in this world, waiting to be restored to His house and His kingdom. We have been ransomed by the costly, precious blood of Jesus. Gold and silver, which seem so substantial and durable to us, are worthless in obtaining eternal life, and will pass away. Jesus' blood is the only true eternal value that can ransom us from corruption and death. Jesus is the Passover Lamb, perfectly sinless, who was sacrificed on the cross for our sin, disobedience of God's word, whose blood marks us to be passed over by the destroying angel, Exodus 12:12-13. Jesus has been destined by God from the very beginning of creation to be our Savior, John 1:1-5:14, through whom alone we have forgiveness of sin, restoration to fellowship with God, and eternal life, Acts 4:12, John 14:6. Jesus came to show us how to live according to God's word, and to make it possible for us to be spiritually reborn to eternal life by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Jesus' resurrection demonstrates the power and faithfulness of God's Word, and the reality of existence beyond physical death. Because Jesus was raised from physical death to eternal life, we can be confident that we will also be raised to eternal life. Our eternal souls are purified by faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ by the gift of His indwelling Holy Spirit. Jesus is the truth, John 14:6, and His Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, Romans 8:9, is the Spirit of truth, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is given to us who are committed to living by the guidance and empowerment of the Holy Spirit, Romans 8:1-8, instead of the desires of our flesh. So we should no longer live according to the standards of the world but by the Holy Spirit. We are all eternal souls in physical bodies. We are all born alive physically but spiritually dead. The gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit is what gives us new spiritual eternal life. God's Word is unlike our Word. God's Word is eternally true and is fulfilled over and over as the conditions for its fulfillment are met. God's Word has supernatural creative force, Genesis 1:3. Jesus is the fulfillment, embodiment and example of God's Word, lived out in this world in human flesh, John 1:1-3:14. Jesus is the living Word of God. The Holy Spirit is the living Word which abides in us who have been born again. The gospel of Jesus Christ is good news. We have all sinned, disobeyed God's word, Romans 3:23, right parenthesis, and the penalty for sin is eternal death, Romans 6:23, but God loves us and doesn't want us to perish eternally. He wants us to live eternally with him in the new creation restored to paradise, John 3:16, Romans 5:8. God offers us salvation from eternal condemnation as a free gift, to be received by faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ, Ephesians 2:8-9, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. When we hear and believe the gospel, we are spiritually newborn babies. As we begin to trust and obey Jesus, we begin to experience God's goodness and faithfulness. We must, like newborn babies, stay close to and receive the pure spiritual milk of God's word so that we can grow to spiritual maturity and to salvation at the day of judgment when Christ returns at the end of time. New believers are to be discipled by spiritually mature, born again, disciples within the church, until the new believers are also born hyphen again, double quote, left parenthesis, Matthew 28:19-20. Only then are they ready to be sent into the world, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5, 8, as messengers, apostles of the good news, the gospel of forgiveness and salvation from eternal destruction through Jesus Christ. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.